Let's look at what's happening in the Goldfield Shire. Now, Central Goldfield Shire CEO Lucy Roffey joins us on the show this morning. Lucy, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you? Hope you enjoyed the football weekend.
Yeah, it was great. I think most people who weren't Doggies fans sort of pretty happy to see the D's win, weren't they?
Well, my dad was a D's supporter, so I was very excited to see them win.
Yeah, and a lot of people like that too, because it was so long. You know, it's almost generational. But it's been so long. But anyway, good luck to him, I reckon.
Good luck to him, indeed.
That was a great match.
It was.
So, Lucy, tell us about the Central Goldfields Art Gallery. Lots going on there.
Yeah, so I think we've chatted before about the grant that we received from government, $1.7 million, to upgrade the gallery. So while we're doing those works, obviously the gallery has to close, and we've packed up all of the artwork and put it away safely so that it'll be looked after. But there's still lots of things that people can do to enjoy the gallery program. So we've got the school holiday program on at the moment, which is being held in the Phillips Gardens, and we talked about that last week. But we're also going to still run our community arts exhibition, and that will be held at the railway station from 11th of November to the 5th of December. We'll also be able to present some of our artworks with online exhibitions, and we'll also be taking the collection around to our libraries at Maribor and Denali. So still lots of great ways to get involved with all of the gallery programs until we open, which we're scheduled to do next winter.
Yeah. Great having it at the railway station too, because that is just such a beautiful old iconic building, isn't it?
Well, that's a beautiful building, and that's our next major project as well. So we received $1.8 million from the state government to do some work there as well. We're currently working on the plan and design, but we'll be upgrading the visitor information centre and making it more interactive, and probably sort of positioning it quite well for the World Heritage bid, which is underway as well. So lots of exciting stuff happening at the train station as well in the next sort of 12 to 18 months.
Yes, indeed. The great thing about art is that people can interpret it the way they want to. Some might look at one painting and think it's fantastic. Others may look at another one and think it's crap. Now, you may see where I'm going with this because there's planning for centralised sewage system receives funding as well.
Oh, I know. This is not such, it doesn't sound as fantastic as art galleries and visitor information centres, but it's very important.
Yes,
so Talbot is a beautiful historic town. It's got a gorgeous streetscape. But the biggest problem for Talbot, it can't grow. Lots of people want to move there, but we can't do very much more sort of housing development there until it gets some sort of wastewater system. So lots of work has been done on this in the past, but some of the key work that needs to be done to work through exactly where the sewer would go and how far the town could be developed is about to take shape, with $630,000 again awarded from the state government to do that planning work. So really excited to be able to take the next step for Talbot. Have a fantastic market on the, once a month that has lots and lots of visitors, and we would love to have a proper wastewater system there.
Yeah, the flow and effects will be seen for years to come.
Hey, thank you very much. Yes, they're flushed with success. They are.
Been working on those all weekend.
Yes, they just lack that one vital humour, that one vital ingredient for comedy, which is humour. But other than that, fantastic. Hey, Lucy, always good to chat. You have a great week, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
Great, thanks a lot. Bye.
Lucy Roffey, Central Goldfield Shire CEO on the Wake Up Call.
We don't need to work all weekend on things like that. It comes naturally.
Yes.
Much like the sewage system.